You're listening to SBS News.
It smells fantastic.
It smells like chicken. It looks like chicken. It even tastes like chicken. But it was grown from a single cell in a laboratory. Uma Valetti is the CEO of the US-based company behind the program, Memphis Meats.
We take cells from high-quality animals, we feed them with the nutrients that these cells need to become meat, and once they become meat, we harvest it and we cook it into the products we love to eat.
A report released in June by a consulting firm, A.T. Kearney, predicts that by 2040, cell-based meat will make up 35% of meat consumed worldwide. This cultured meat is produced by extracting cells from a donor animal and growing those cells into raw meat. Memphis Meats is one of a few pioneering firms in the area and has attracted some significant investors, including Richard Branson and Bill Gates. But Valetti, who trained as a cardiologist and started the company after seeing the power of stem cells to treat disease, admits they're far from mainstream. But he says as the population grows and the production of meat by traditional methods becomes more problematical, the project is all about increasing choice.
We're actually preserving the choice of eating meat for people. Instead of saying, give up eating meat or eat a meat alternative, we're saying, continue eating the meat that you love. Let's show you how we can continue to produce it and supply it in a way that you will get behind.
Brian Spears is the CEO of another company producing cultured meats, New Age Meats. He believes many customers are concerned that high volumes of meat production by traditional methods compromise animal welfare.
So people want meat. They don't want slaughter. And so we make slaughter-free meat. And we know there's a massive market for that people that want delicious meat that doesn't require animal slaughter.
Supporters say cell-based protein is more sustainable than traditional meat because it doesn't require the land, water and crops needed to raise livestock, a major source of greenhouse gas emissions. Every year, 66 billion terrestrial animals are slaughtered for food, and that's likely to rise as demand increases from China and other Asian countries. Grazing animals also produced 18% of the world's greenhouse gases. But not everyone is convinced the consumer is ready to tuck into cell-based foods, whether they're sausages, chicken breasts or meatballs. Ricardo San Martin is the research director of the Alternative Meat Program at the University of California.
It's not clear that the consumer is having the choice. They will choose for lab-grown meat.
And he says the products may not only be meeting consumer resistance, but the reality of growing a few cells into an economically viable source of meat is still in the realms of science fiction.
How can you go from the tiny, tiny meatball to producing the amount of meat that one cow has, which is like maybe 800 pounds or so? That's the real challenge.
The effects of overfishing are already being seen in our oceans. Another company, Finless Foods, is already growing cultured fish and seafood and has produced cell-based versions of salmon, carp and sea bass. Now it's working on bluefin tuna, a popular species that's overfished and contains high levels of mercury. CEO Michael Seldon says their method solves a multitude of problems.
The ocean is a very fragile ecosystem and we are really driving it to the brink of collapse. And so we think by moving human consumption of seafood out of the ocean and onto land and creating it in this cleaner way, we can basically do something that's better for everybody, better for the ocean, better for the planet, and better for ourselves.
The United States Department of Agriculture and the Food and Drug Administration have announced plans to jointly oversee the production and labeling of cell-based meat. They say they'll provide rigorous oversight and protect the public against bacteria contamination and other health threats from lab-grown meat. And the emerging industry is likely to face resistance from livestock producers who've been lobbying to restrict the meat label to food products actually derived from slaughtered animals. And Vegan Australia says if the real goal is to find a way to feed the world's population without destroying the earth, then there are much more effective ways than to grow cultured meat. Currently, cultured meat is not on general sale to the public in Australia. Alan Lee, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.